afternoon, everybody. So I am actually sitting at the beach right now, Boynton Beach, and there is just all of this red looking seaweed, which, anyways, that has nothing to do with me or why I'm even making this podcast. I was just talking some bullshit to seem like, I don't even know. So I'm sitting here at the beach, and I am, like, finally realizing that, you know, that I need to be sober, that the life that I want to live does not include getting high or any of the character defects that come with getting high for me or getting drunk. You know, I become a completely different person. And I think that in order for me to truly live the best life that I want to live, and, you know, even though I don't really know exactly what that entails, I know that in my conscious mind to be, you know, 100% present and to enjoy everything and take pride in everything, what I have, and to live the best life, I need to be sober. 100%, because I finally see, you know, what putting chemicals in my body does to me. It doesn't just, you know, make you feel good for a little bit. No, like the chemical imbalance that it has on my brain and the way that I perceive everything, and, you know, I almost feel like I'm living someone else's life. Like I'm not living my life. Like this isn't reality whenever I get high or whenever I drink. And I'm just wondering, like, why it's taken me so long to, almost in a way, be so clear on this realization. Because for years and years and years, I felt like something wasn't there. I felt like I had, like, this black hole in my heart that I just kept filling it up with alcohol and drugs, because I don't know what it was, but I just know that I didn't like it and I didn't want to feel whatever it was I was feeling. I don't even think I can put into words the way that I was feeling. And, you know, I know what I need to do. And then, now I see what I need to do. I just need to just get off my ass and fucking do it. That's what it comes down to. So yeah, that's where I am today. And, you know, I am still getting high because I'm insane. And I think, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what I need to do, like, in my heart. But I'm just holding myself back on not doing it and instead deciding to smoke and get high. It's just, I just feel so clear on literally everything I need to do. And, you know, the people that I've met here have been so just amazing. I'm totally not used to people doing nice things for you, going out of their way to do nice things for you, to help you. I'm not used to that, and it's all new to me, and it feels so weird, but, you know, it's a little fulfilling to know that there are people out there that actually give a fuck when you're down and want to help you and want to see you help yourself. So, well, I hope that everyone has a great Sunday, and this is my rant for today. Thanks. Okay, so tell me just a little bit about you.
How long have you been a personal trainer?
Okay, let's start. Well, I got certified at 19.
At 19?
19 years old, I was certified. So, how long has that been?
37 minus 19. I'm not good with math.
18 years?
Yeah, 18. Wow. Okay. Wow. And where are you from? Are you from around here?
I was born in, that's right, notable Ukraine.
Really?
Odessa, Ukraine. So I'm an immigrant.
Oh my gosh.
89.
You came here when?
89.
How old were you in 89?
I think I was eight.
Eight?
Okay. Yeah, 8 years old. And that was Brooklyn, New York, where I'm from originally. That's
wow.
Where I got certified, everything there.
And then you came down to Florida when?
This was,
Where'd you go from New York?
I was in Brooklyn, New York up until maybe 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
So I went to college there for business. Had my business management bachelor's. So,
where'd you go to
training.
School? Where'd you go to school?
Pace University.
Okay. So you got your business, and then you came down here, so you were up there doing personal training?
I was always doing that in the background, but
yeah.
I had a couple things. I had my own business at the time. I don't know if that's relevant.
No, it is.
A whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
While I was going to college, importing and distributing car audio from Japan. So
yeah.
Very different.
People need that. It's like you're making money. That's good. Okay. And what brought you to Florida?
Well, my sister moved here. She was in medical school. She did it in Miami and she settled here. And I came to visit her and decided to stay.
Different from New York, I guess.
Yeah, I had enough from New York.
Yeah.
it wears you out.
Yeah.
When you're younger, or even at the time, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But you don't ever rest, and it's too much, and the noise and everything, and
it's
the cold, and the weather.
Yeah.
It wears on you, and then eventually, when you get a break from that,
mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So when it was too quiet here, I'm like, where are the sirens?
Yeah.
And they were bugging me, but...
I know.
After a while.
So how long have you been at the zoo for?
I started at her other location in the State of Fitness, and now it's going to be 4 years in October.
Wow.
But before that, there was a whole list of other gyms, mainly New York, some chains,
yeah.
Golds, Equinox, so like that.
Wow.
A lot of private.
You've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
That's so. A long time. That's a really long time to be. That's amazing. I don't think I've ever met a personal trainer that was over like 10 years. But I haven't met a lot of them.
Well, statistically, I think trainers, the profession has the biggest dropout rate in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
One of the highest ones, because when you start doing it, it seems like a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe like, oh, I want to be a bartender or something.
Right.
When you meet people and you do it.
Right.
The gym. But it's very hard work. If you want to make money at it.
Yeah. I feel like it's mentally challenging.
It's everything challenging.
Yeah.
And it's, you have to hustle and it's work.
Yeah.
So like today I started at 6, went straight through with no breaks, no lunch, no, I mean bathroom, I had to pee, whatever. So I finished at 3, so it was at 9 hours straight. That's not just on your feet, but the whole time, so
yeah.
You're seeing 9, that's anywhere from 10 to 18 people in that time.
Oh my gosh.
So you have to have their workouts ready. And every one of them wants to have a conversation.
Yep.
Wants to know about my life.
Right.
Tell me about their life. And while I'm doing that, give them a good workout and avoid any injuries.
Wow.
They have, or that ankle they hurt last week.
Yeah.
The workout when you did this exercise. So by the time I get home, basically my brain is fried.
Oh my gosh. You don't really think about all the stuff that, yeah, because, I mean, just talking to people is kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
So, to have to, you know, say how you're doing like 15 times is like...
That, if you have anything. So, that's kind of what makes it fun too, but yeah. You have to be good at it and it's exhausting because, oh, how's your grandson that had the wedding? And you're one of 50 people that I talk about that way.
Yeah, you have to be very personal.
The other part of it is people, once you... I've trained some people for a couple of years now. They want to know about your life. How's your son? They ask me, how's this, how's that? But it gets... Here's the part. My dad died 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
And I had to go to New York, and because I had to be back here, and I wanted to keep my job and needed money.
Right.
I flew right back after 3 days. So when you come back, you have no time to really sit down and grieve and process or whatever that means.
Yeah.
So this was my way. And I figured if I come in here, nobody wants an awkward silence with a trainer. They know my dad died.
Right.
So somehow you have to... 15 to 20 times a day retell the story of what happened, how he died, and little details, and without making them upset, because that's going to make at the
gonna
same
kill
time
the,
you know, and giving them a workout. So times like that, literally on those days I would need to, in between an hour and a half, I would just go outside just to breathe, just because you're going through it so many times, and it's something that is painful, it's raw.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, but in that sense, maybe for me, because I'm more, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm retarded right now. Introverted? More introverted.
Yes,
so
yeah.
Left on my own, I would have kept quiet, shut everybody out, and probably not grieved properly.
Yeah.
So this was a way to let it out, talk about it.
It's uncomfortable, but then again, you having to go through that, it helps you because you're an introvert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't really talk through things and like.
So I use that.
And grieving over a lost parent is something my mom died a year ago. And that is something that, I mean, no one prepares you for that. Especially when, like, I don't know about you, but my whole life, like, I mean, I had a great childhood and everything, but we just didn't really, like, express emotions that much. And so to take that into like your professional life, I think that it was good for you that you had to, like, you know, talking about it kind of forced you to process it a little bit more.
Yeah, I would have never expressed anything, but I would have never talked about it, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I can kind of put stone face and it's fine, and okay, but at least go through it.
Right.
So that's kind of what I do here.
Yeah.
Is I had like a little for listening when I was younger, so instead of listening, not so listening, not give you a workout, but I'll give you the workout, it's half the place for me.
Right.
In the back, it's always running, I'm really looking for workout options, but I'll hear about your band, that's really what keeps people coming back, because you're making yourself a part of their life.
Yeah.
So, they won't cancel their appointment, they look forward to it, and when they're not here, they feel, you know, they missed out.
Yeah. That's so true.
And I get to do my own therapy because I don't want to talk otherwise. So all the times, the ones that I'm comfortable with, I'll tell them about what happened. This happened with my son, or I got this argument, or whatever.
Right. That's awesome. That's really good.
So that's why you burn out doing what I do very fast.
Yeah.
Especially if you look at it when you're given the option of payment and structure and how you're here, when you have to make an 8-hour day.
Yeah.
I did a little section of the days, and it could be 12 hours. Yesterday, I was here from 6 in the morning to 7 p.m. It burns you out in less than a year. It doesn't with me because I like to learn, and I keep the other stuff, you know, the communication. And every new client that has a different injury or wants something different, they have a chance for me to kind of learn.
So it's kind of challenging. A lot.
So it's the same stuff work. I was just teaching a class. I killed it something.
Yeah. That's really interesting. So you have a son too. Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He is a year and a half.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And what's his name?
Dimitri.
Like father, like son.
Yep.
That's awesome. Awesome. And he's your only child right
yes.
now? That's cool. Well, yeah, I mean, this has been very helpful. Just getting to know you too.
Okay,
like
cool.
I feel like you're a real genuine person. Like
I don't know.
Like you just seem like a good person, and I like that. You know, I think that. I mean, every human wants relationships with people. That's why people come to you. What's the like a client that you had for like really long? Maybe
probably the one the before or after I showed you the heavier one.
Yeah. That's the guy that you trained.
He still comes here, but client-wise, relationship.
Yeah.
The girl.
The girl on
yeah.
with the boat. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. Well, yeah, just send me, whatever. Just.
I gotta send you more stuff.
The more is better, because then that way I can just go through it and just like, you know, pick and choose and.
Yeah, probably you'll want. Most people, here's what they want to know. You're coming in and mm-hmm. you're interested in a trainer.
Yeah.
They want to know what you specialize in.
What do you specialize in?
Well, that's tricky. Everything. You can generally say, and this is how Denise advertises.
Okay.
Basic weight training.
Okay.
But that word covers everything.
Yeah, I feel like that's... pretty broad.
So, if I want to say, what do I specialize in? And
yeah.
It could be, to some, it's called body sculpting. Mm-hmm. To some, it'll be called transformations, weight loss. It goes under the same umbrella. In my mind, weights, that's my love, weight training, resistance. But
yeah.
It has to do with mobility. Most of my clients aren't bodybuilders. They're
they
over,
are
not.
Are not? Okay.
They're over 60.
Yeah.
They have every kind of bodily replacement possible.
Oh, wow.
So
you've seen it all.
Yeah. Stroke victims, everything.
Yeah.
So some of it's rehab. I just combine everything.
Yeah.
With a simple goal of what does everybody want?
Results.
Yes. Whether it be, a six pack or in here mostly, it's I just want to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to, whatever that is.
Right.
Walk outside without being in pain or pick up my grandkid
yep.
or, you know. But, of course, my favorite
mm-hmm.
is
weights.
It's a female client. Males are,
yeah.
I say that because there's only, out of the ratio, I have a lot of male clients, mm-hmm. but they're predominantly women because males have a problem taking direction from other males.
Yeah, it's true.
That's how we are. So females are more compliant.
Yeah.
And they can go with it. But somebody that said, I want to look like that bikini chick.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that tells me at least you're going to put in the work.
Right.
And if you want to look like that, you can.
Yeah.
Just do what I tell you. That's
right.
It. So.
That's awesome. And a lot of people just want like instant gratification, they're not willing
oh, yeah.
to consistently
sure.
have you seen that a lot? Like
of course yeah.
yeah.
And then they come to you after well, if you're training 2 half-hours a week, which is somewhat standard,
mm-hmm.
you can't come to me in 2 weeks and say, I'm not seeing any results. Of course you're not.
Right.
We have 4 workouts.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But so then that's why those don't last long. But people that take it seriously know it takes some time.
Yeah. That's amazing. Okay, what is your